Welcome to Royal Stadium in Kansas City, for the game between the Baltimore Orioles and the Kansas City Royals. Here are the starting lineups. For the Baltimore Orioles. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Al Bumbrey. Batting second. The shortstop, Mark Belunger. Batting third. The second baseman, Bobby Grich. Batting fourth. The DH, Lee May. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Ken Singleton. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Tony Muser. Batting seventh. The center fielder, Paul Blair. Batting eighth. The third baseman, Doug DeCinces. Batting ninth. The catcher, Elrod Hendricks. Pitching for the Baltimore Orioles, Mike Cuellar. For the Kansas City Royals. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Dave Nelson. Batting second. The center fielder, Amos Otis. Batting third. The third baseman, George Brett. Batting fourth. The first baseman, John Mayberry. Batting fifth. The DH, Hal McRae. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Al Cowens. Batting seventh. The left fielder, Jim Wolford. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Freddie Potek. Batting ninth. The catcher, Buck Martinez. Pitching for the Kansas City Royals, Doug Bird. And now, play ball. Al Bumbrey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bumbrey strikes out. One out. Mark Belunger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Belunger hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Martinez settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bobby Grich is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grich hits a ball on the ground towards first. Mayberry scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Grich for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Orioles nothing, and the Royals nothing. The Royals will come to bat. Dave Nelson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nelson hits a fly ball into left field. Bumbrey settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Amos Otis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Otis hits a ball on the ground towards third. DeCinces fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. George Brett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brett takes first base on ball four. John Mayberry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mayberry hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Grich reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Orioles nothing, and the Royals nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Lee May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May hits a fly ball into center field. Otis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ken Singleton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Singleton strikes out. Two outs. Tony Muser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Muser strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Orioles nothing, and the Royals nothing. The Royals will come to bat. Hal McRae is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McRae hits a fly ball into center field. Blair settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Al Cowens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cowens hits a pop-up towards short. Belunger settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jim Wolford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wolford hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Cuellar fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Orioles nothing, and the Royals nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Paul Blair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blair hits a ball on the ground towards short. Patek scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Doug DeCinces is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. DeCinces hits a fly ball into right field. Cowan settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Elrod Hendricks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hendricks hits a fly ball into center field. Otis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Orioles nothing, and the Royals nothing. The Royals will come to bat. Freddie Patek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Patek hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bellinger scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Buck Martinez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martinez hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Dave Nelson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nelson is 0 for 1 in the game. Nelson hits a line drive into right center field, beyond the reach of Blair who is chasing the ball. Nelson reaches third base with a triple. Martinez goes all the way around to score. It's 1-0, Royals. Amos Otis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Otis is 0 for 1 in the game. Otis hits a fly ball into center field. Blair settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Nelson tags and scores. Two outs. It's 2-0, Royals. George Brett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brett is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Brett hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Bumbry. Brett reaches second base with a double. John Mayberry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mayberry is 0 for 1 in the game. Mayberry hits a ball on the ground towards first. Muser scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Mayberry for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Royals 2, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Al Bumbry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bumbry is 0 for 1 in the game. Bumbry hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Nelson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Mark Bellinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bellinger is 0 for 1 in the game. Bellinger hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Nelson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bobby Grich is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grich is 0 for 1 in the game. Grich hits a fly ball into left field. Wolford settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Royals 2, and the Orioles nothing. The Royals will come to bat. Hal McRae is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McRae is 0 for 1 in the game. McRae hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Al Cowens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes McRae. The throw from Hendricks and he is safe. McRae steals second. Al Cowens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cowens is 0 for 1 in the game. Cowens hits a fly ball into right field. Singleton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Wolford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wolford is 0 for 1 in the game. Wolford hits a fly ball into center field. Blair settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Freddie Patek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Patek is 0 for 1 in the game. Patek hits a ball on the ground towards third. DeCinces fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Royals 2, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. LeMay is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 0 for 1 in the game. May strikes out. 1 out. Ken Singleton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Singleton is 0 for 1 in the game. Singleton hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Cowens. Singleton reaches second base with a double. Tony Muser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Muser is 0 for 1 in the game. Muser hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Nelson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Singleton moves to third. 2 outs. Paul Blair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blair is 0 for 1 in the game. Blair is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Royals 2, and the Orioles nothing. The Royals will come to bat. Buck Martinez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martinez is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Martinez hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bellinger scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Dave Nelson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nelson is 1 for 2 in the game, with a triple. He's got 1 RBI. Nelson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bellinger scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Amos Otis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Otis is 0 for 1 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 1 RBI. Otis hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. George Brett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brett is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double and a walk. Brett hits a fly ball into left field. Bumbrey settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Royals 2, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Doug DeCinces is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. DeCinces is 0 for 1 in the game. DeCinces hits a fly ball into left field. Wolford settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Elrod Hendricks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hendricks is 0 for 1 in the game. Hendricks hits a fly ball into center field. Otis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Al Bumbrey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bumbrey is 0 for 2 in the game. Bumbrey hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Mark Bellinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bellinger is 0 for 2 in the game. Bellinger hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Martinez settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Royals 2, and the Orioles nothing. The Royals will come to bat. John Mayberry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mayberry is 0 for 2 in the game. Mayberry hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gritch scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Hal McRae is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McRae is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. McRae hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Blair. McRae reaches second base with a double. Al Cowens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. McRae moves to third. Al Cowens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cowens is 0 for 2 in the game. Cowens hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. McRae scores. It's 3-0, Royals. Jim Wolford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wolford is 0 for 2 in the game. Wolford hits a fly ball into center field. Blair settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Freddie Patek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Patek is 0 for 2 in the game. Patek hits a fly ball into center field. Blair settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Royals 3, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Bobby Grich is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grich is 0 for 2 in the game. Grich hits a fly ball into right field. Cowan settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Lee May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 0 for 2 in the game. May hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Wolford. May reaches second base with a double. Ken Singleton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Singleton is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Singleton strikes out. Two outs. Tony Muser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Muser is 0 for 2 in the game. Muser hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Nelson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Royals 3, and the Orioles nothing. The Royals will come to bat. Buck Martinez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martinez is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Martinez hits a ball on the ground towards first. Muser scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Martinez for the out. One out. Dave Nelson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nelson is 1 for 3 in the game, with a triple. He's got one RBI. Nelson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Grich scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Amos Otis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Otis is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Otis hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. George Brett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brett is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double and a walk. Brett hits a fly ball into center field. Blair settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Royals 3, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Mark Little now pitching. Paul Blair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blair is 0 for 2 in the game. Blair hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Doug DeCinces is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. DeCinces is 0 for 2 in the game. DeCinces is called out on strikes. One out. Elrod Hendricks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hendricks is 0 for 2 in the game. Hendricks hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Nelson fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Al Bumbrey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bumbrey is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Bumbrey hits a fly ball into right field. Cowan settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Royals 3, and the Orioles nothing. The Royals will come to bat. John Mayberry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mayberry is 0 for 3 in the game. Mayberry takes first base on ball 4. Dyer Miller now pitching. Hal McRae is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McRae is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a double. McRae bunts towards first. Muser scoops it up and throws to first, with Grich covering, for the out. Mayberry moves to second. One out. Al Cowens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cowens is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Cowens hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Mayberry scores. It's 4-0, Royals. Tom Paquette pinch hits for Jim Wolford. Tom Paquette is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Cowens. The throw from Hendricks and he is out, Grich applying the tag. Two outs. Tom Paquette is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Paquette takes first base on ball four. Freddie Potek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Potek is 0 for 3 in the game. Potek hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bellinger scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Royals 4, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Tom Paquette now playing left field. Mark Bellinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bellinger is 0 for 3 in the game. Bellinger takes first base on ball 4. Bobby Grich is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grich is 0 for 3 in the game. Grich hits a pop-up towards short. Potek settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Lee May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. May hits a ball on the ground towards third. Brett fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Ken Singleton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Singleton is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Singleton hits a ball on the ground towards shortstop. Potek fields it and races to the second base bag for the out. The game is over. The final score, Kansas City Royals, 4, and Baltimore Orioles, 0. Goodbye from Royals Stadium in Kansas City.